Hello everyone, again, if you have seen my previous presentation of just the past hour, or welcome if you it's the first time you're tuning into this room, or it's the first time you see my beautiful face. I'm here to talk to you about publicco.yaml. It's just a few minutes, just an introduction, because it's a project that started in my workplace in the Department of the Digital Transformation, an office that is working at the presidency in Italy to digitize the public administration and the country, and has now become a fully open source, open governance project in which multiple other actors work and where contributions are welcome from the community, and in general, several other governments and other countries are participating. So I want to start from a little fear that I had when I actually started this project a few years ago, which I think can be very well summed up by the following comic. If in case you don't know about that, it's a comic from XKCD and illustrates, I think, in a very, very nice way how and why this is... like how most standards are born. I really hope that this does not reflect how this standard is born or how we have started this program. So how there already exists several competing standards, and you try to make the one that will solve all the problems and rule them all, and then just becomes another competing standard, but I think it has its own niche. So I'm gonna try to convince you that this is not the case and why it's important if you have a free software that you run or that you sell or that you have that you want to make available to the public, and in particular, and with public here I mean public administrations. And if you are a government or if you are a public entity, to try to use it, because it's going to be full of very, very good things for you. So first of all, let's start from how this was needed. If you have followed the previous talk, you might have heard something about Developers Italia. But if not, it's mostly a central place which helps developers develop open source software, but also and most importantly acts as a direction center for open source in the country. And as part of this, and as part of the law, the Italian law is very advanced in this particular fashion, because it mandates that all public administration need to look at open source solutions first, and then when they have a need for software, when they need to choose software. And only if they do not find anything suitable in open source and they judge that it would be too expensive to take an existing open source solution, extend what they need, and release it to the public again, only in that case they're allowed to procure proprietary software. So it is allowed proprietary software. We have it in government, but it is allowed only for important technical reasons. There is a big problem to this, however. It is because this law applies to everyone, applies to the big government, a central agency with 2,000, 3,000 employees, but also applies to the local school, where they're lucky if they have one or two people that really know how to deal with IT, except just installing a printer, but I'm speaking programming, or I'm speaking